Well, you've hardly touched your supper, Anne.
I'm sorry, Marilla. It's just that I feel I have tasted the bitterness of death.
What exactly does that mean?
Diana isn't in the Queen's class. Mr. and Mrs. Barry have decided that she shouldn't take the entrance examination.
Well, now, the Barrys haven't taken Diana out of school. You still see her every day.
That's true. As Mrs. Lynde would say, we can't have things perfect in this imperfect world.
Exactly. Now, finish your potatoes.
I think the Queen's class is going to be interesting. Ruby Gillis says she will only teach for 2 years, then she intends to be married. Jane Andrews says she will devote her whole life to teaching and never marry because a husband won't pay you anything and growls if you ask for a share in the egg and butter money. Mrs. Lynde says that Jane's father is a perfect old crank and meaner than second skimmings.
Well, that's enough gossip about Mr. Andrews.
Sorry, Marilla. Josie Pye says she is just going to college for education's sake because she won't have to earn her own living. She says, of course, it is different with orphans who are living on charity. They have to hustle.
Honestly, the tongue on that Josie Pye.
Hmm. Moody Spurgeon is going to be a minister, but really the thought of it makes me laugh. Moody is so funny looking with that big fat face and his ears sticking out like flaps.
So much for your determination to be charitable.
You're right, Marilla. Perhaps Moody will be more intellectual looking when he grows up. Charlie Sloane says he's going into politics, but Mrs. Lynde says he'll never succeed at that because the Sloanes are all honest people and it's only rascals that get on in politics nowadays.
What is Gilbert Blythe going to be?
Gilbert who?
Gilbert Blythe. He must be in the Queen's class. You and he are always competing for head of the school.
He's going to Queen's, but I don't happen to know what Gilbert Blythe's ambition in life is, assuming he has any.